Temperatures in Arizona have risen 2.5 degrees since the beginning of the century, and that's shown up in increasing extreme heat in metropolitan areas like Phoenix.
Looking at the increase in temperatures in Phoenix in the last 50 or 60 years, which is much larger than the signature that we see across the state for the last 100 years.
That's Erin-Ann Saffell, Arizona's state climatologist. She contributed to NOAA State's summary on climate. Since 1995, the number of days with a maximum temperature of 100 degrees has been close to average, while the number of nights with a minimum temperature of 80 degrees or higher has been going up. The NOAA summary shows if emissions remain high, then Arizona temperatures will continue to rise. Saffell says temperatures are increasing rapidly in urbanized areas.
Looking at what the urban heat island does and what it produces, the urban heat island is an increase in nighttime temperatures. It's not necessarily an increase in the daily temperatures.
Saffell says that's why it's important to identify urban communities that can't cool off at night.
There's a greater risk of a heat health situation. And so, wanting to identify those vulnerable communities who aren't able to cool effectively at night becomes important.
She says the urban heat island is not something to adapt to.
Most of our people in the state live in those locations and could be at higher risk. And so, understanding that vulnerability and means to mitigate becomes important.
Saffell says she hopes people will use the latest climate summary as cities look to develop solutions to climate change. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina, Cronkite News.